This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, I'm here with the author Stephen Butler. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
We should tell our listeners, because if they recognise your name and they're thinking, Stephen Butler, how do I know? You've written the Wrong Pong.
Yep.
You've written Dennis the Menace series.
Yep, I wrote the Diary of Dennis the Menace, which was my kind of, that was my baptism into the world of writing diaries for other characters.
Okay, yes, great. And also you wrote the Nothing to See Here Hotel, which is recently out as well.
Yeah.
Now you've got a brand new book out called Dog Diaries.
Yes, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, of course. It's a spin-off from James Patterson's middle school series. So in that, if you are, I'll pretend you don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Those books are about a young man called Rafe Kachadourian. And in that series, he adopts a dog called Junior. And so it was tasked to me to write a spin-off from it. So I've written Junior's Diary. It's the experience of Junior being adopted and getting out of what he calls pooch prison and then enrolling in obedience classes and having a go at a dog show, which doesn't go too well.
Junior's a really fun character. How do you, like, pretend to be a dog? How do you get in the dog mindset? How does it happen?
It's not that difficult. My main interests are eating, sleeping, snoring. So it's pretty... so I kind of spend a lot of time around dogs. A lot of my closest friends all have dogs. So I'm constantly borrowing them. And then, it was kind of fun. And because it's written in the first person, I got to just pretend that I was him and talk as if I was Junior. So
did you do some, like, immersive work? Like, you kind of... You know, you rolled around on the floor a little bit, you know, that kind of stuff.
Got arrested in the park for rolling around. No, a lot of it was my imagination, but it was pretty easy. I spent a lot of time around dogs. Like I said, you know how a dog's brain works.
Do you have any yourself? You don't have any?
I don't, but I regularly dog sit three different dogs. So I have them around loads.
Now, so I've got to say, you are like so busy. You seem to have so many books going on all of the time. How do you cope with all of this? Because you're acting as well and you do voiceover stuff.
I'm a real fidget. As much as it's stressful doing lots, I'm so much more stressed if I'm doing nothing. So I love it. Yeah, I like to keep busy. But I guess I've got one of those brains where I'm relatively good at taking one hat off and putting another hat on and just compartmentalising from one to the other.
Because you're doing the audiobook for this as well, is that right?
I've done it already. Yeah.
How was that? Did you zone into the character?
It was great. I really enjoyed it. It was a little bit stressful because Junior's American. And so whereas I've done lots of audiobooks before and you might have an American accent in that book, suddenly every single character on the audiobook had to be American with a different sounding voice. So that was quite stressful. But it was great. Yeah, so I've already recorded that and that'll come out, I believe, at the same time as the book.
That's brilliant then. So it's all kind of like bundled together and everyone can take it in.
Nice and neat.
So how does it work with the illustrations as well? Because the illustrations are really fun and they really match what you've written as well. Do you like kind of work with the illustrator Richard Watson?
Not directly, but Richard did an amazing job because the book was put together quite quickly and I wrote it very quickly, and then Richard really didn't have a huge amount of time, so he was an absolute trooper and illustrated the book because it's absolutely stuffed with illustrations. It's really heavily illustrated, and he did very well and got it all, and it looks great. He's done a really, really good job. But there's another two on the way, so I'm writing book two as we speak, and there will be a book three. So there's lots more to find out about Junior's life.
Oh my goodness, I can't get over how busy you are. Like, you must write at a rate of knots.
I have to timetable, I suppose. And luckily they all seem to fall into place. So at the moment I'm editing another book from another series.
Right.
And then I'm writing book two of the Dog Diaries. So you just switch back and forwards. But yeah, it's something you just get used to when you do it lots.
We do a little kind of like quick fire round. So first one is always the same answer. Books or Kindle?
Oh, books.
There
absolutely.
We go. Yeah. The person who says Kindles, I'll be very shocked. Heroes or villains?
Villains.
Oh, really?
Okay. I love a hero, but writing a good villain is great fun. Villains are definitely more fun to write. Yeah.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Good, on brand. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, that's hard. I might go TV adaptation now. They're becoming a lot more popular than movies. Yeah.
The rise of Netflix.
And I can stay on my sofa. Great.
Cooking or acting?
Oh, a bit of both. Cooking in a play on stage.
Great.
There we are.
Okay. Writing or reading?
Writing. I love reading, but I spend more time writing, so I have to say writing.
Hogwarts or Narnia?
Absolutely Hogwarts.
Laptop or write by hand?
Oh, laptop. I've got the worst handwriting in the world. So don't listen to me. By all means, write by hand if you want to, but mine is awful. You wouldn't be able to read it. So always laptop.
Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Oh, that's hard. truth. I absolutely, well, Roald Dahl's no longer with us, but Jacqueline Wilson is a good friend of mine. So I want, oh, Jacqueline Wilson, there we are.
Probably have even to
though,
say her, yeah.
Even though I love Roald Dahl, I'm a big fan of Roald Dahl.
I think you probably made the right choice though, if you know. Bookshop visit or school tour?
School tour. It's fun to meet your readers.
I have to say, I've heard you are excellent on school tours. I've heard good things about you.
I gurn and run around a lot, yeah.
Neville Brisket or Dennis the Menace?
Neville Brisket, yeah, good. Definitely.
And the final one, the biggie, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Ooh.
Oh, this is tense.
Oh, salt and vinegar.
Yes, that's the correct choice. I'm so glad you said that, because that's the real one for me. That's the big heavy.
Although
hitter.
I do quite like cheese and onion as well, so.
Too late. You said salt and vinegar. It's fine. You're on the right side. So we should say Dog Diaries is out right now. Yeah. And we need everybody to go. If they want to read about dogs and about the diary from a point of view of a dog and an awesome adventure, they need to go and get it right now as much as they can.
Yeah, it's super fun. My favourite bit in the book is that he gives a guided tour of his house from the point of view of a dog. And so things like there's the rainy poop room where he absolutely doesn't understand why humans wash and poop inside, because that's what backyards are for. So he thinks humans are very strange.
He also has fun names for the parents as well, and for the other people in the house.
Yeah, there's lots. Everything comes from his point of view, so he's got lots of strange interpretations of things.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.